Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Time now for the TSU Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Freeman Webb. TSU Basketball Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the Tennessee Lottery, the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, and Wyatt Johnson Ford. Now, here's your host, the voice of the TSU Tigers, Greg Pogue.
Good Sunday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good weekend. I guess winter has finally arrived here in the Music City. TSU Basketball Coaches Show is presented by Freeman Webb, Goggin at Cold Hall Studios. Jeff Malinoff producing once again here this morning, and Greg Pogue, your host, and we're joined now by Tigers coach Penny Collins. Good morning, Penny.
Morning.
Is it cold over there?
Oh, yeah, man. The temperature has dropped.
I want to throw out, you know, I look at stats, and sometimes they're important, sometimes they're not, and you put up with me, and I appreciate it, okay? But there's two numbers that don't lie. That would be Thursday night at Gentry Center, 4,732. Yesterday afternoon, 3,982. For the two games this past week, home games, Thursday, Saturday, Morehead State, the doubleheader, and then Eastern Kentucky yesterday, 4,357 you averaged in those two games. And before we get to anything beyond that, you know, wins, losses, and who's doing what, that's an incredible number considered you average, what, 975 last season, and you're second in the OVC in attendance behind only Murray State. And I say that because I look at the other teams that you're ahead of and go, okay, but that's got to be encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we want to create. We want to create an atmosphere that's second to none in mid-major college basketball, and we're starting to really get there. And you know, every game, every season is going to continue to get better. And I can't be more pleased with the outcome from the fans and our students as well.
Well, and, you know, in the bands back, and I just wish we could hear them. You know, it's
man, I can only imagine because I can't even hear myself talking in the huddle. I can only imagine what it's like for the other team is actually down there with them.
Try it with the headsets and the radio, okay? I mean, just, you know, believe it. And that's the least of your worries. A split this week, Thursday night, the win over Morehead State, 64-48 yesterday, falling 92-88 to Eastern Kentucky, your first home loss of the season. And you know, 8-0, you had held serve here and everything. And this just shows that league, I mean, they come in with a John Aru Brown, 37 points. This league, and I've followed it longer than, quite frankly, probably you've been alive, Penny. It's as deep and as good as I can remember.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good coaches and a lot of really good players, and there's not a night off in the league. You know, there's a lot of leagues where you'll play a team, you know for sure you'll win just about how much you're going to beat them by. But in the OVC, it's just so deep and so talented. Every game is going to be a dogfight.
Well, let's go back to Thursday night first. First off, 11 block shots jumps right out at me. I know you're like second or third in the OVC, just shows the kind of link that you have. But let's start with Shaquem Johnson. Double-double, 12 points, 11 rebounds. And I don't know if it was on this show or the postgame, or it was on the postgame after that when he had committed himself to being a better rebounder, and he came out with a career-high 11. And what you said was about time. I thought that was so funny. But he is. You can really tell how hard he's going to the glass on both ends.
Yeah, I mean, he's that's the kind of player we expect him to be. He's extremely athletic, strong. He's got high basketball IQ. And whenever he's hitting the boards like that, a lot harder than what we're a lot better team. So he's putting more emphasis on it. We put more emphasis as a coaching staff. And I'm glad to see him starting to develop those numbers up.
Well, and shooting, you know, he hits two out of every three shots, 66% shooting from the field. Carlos Marshall continues this little run of his. He's gotten to the point where you can probably depend upon him for, what, 15 to 20 at least every game, some big rebounds. He's a big guard, and I think he's gotten to that point where he's going to be a really consistent scorer for you.
Yeah, that's kind of that's what we expected. We knew Carlos was going to be that type of player. You know, when you're coming off a year where you sit out a whole year, takes time to get the rhythm back, and I'm glad to see you finding that rhythm. And we need it. We desperately need somebody on that wing that could be a consistent scorer for us. Like you said, somewhere between 15 and 20 a game. He's been doing that for us, and for these last few games, we need him to continue to do that.
Was the Thursday night about as complete a game as you've played? I mean, I'm looking at your numbers, field goal 49. I know your goals are 50 for you and 40% for the your defensive percentage. And Morehead State shot 36%, you had a 13 advantage in rebounding. It just seems like those are the kind of numbers, and that was about as complete a game as you've played in a while.
Yes, I was very, very pleased with that game. It was easy to coach. The game was flowed seamlessly. Our guys played extremely hard. And that was one of the more complete games we have played in a while. And it's just sad that we couldn't replicate it on Saturday.
Well, and we'll get to that in just a second. But in Morehead State, a couple numbers I want to point out as well is we mentioned Shaquem Johnson, obviously, with a double-double, 12 and 11, but a continue, and we'll add it for we'll combine the two. Ben Kone, the 6'9 transfer and San Francisco native, Oregon State transfer, and he's now giving you more and more minutes, 16 minutes on Thursday night, 21 minutes yesterday, 9.6 rebounds. And you're really starting to see another example. He was just got off to a slow start, injuries, and got sick and all that stuff. And yep. Now is really a strong presence at, you know, he's 6'9", 230, and plays with an attitude.
Yeah, that's another kid, you know, just like Carlos, he sat out last year. So whenever you sit out, it just kind of takes you some time to kind of get your rhythm back. And then when he did come back, he, like you said, he had some sicknesses, and then, you know, he's ineligible at the beginning of the year, got cleared. So it just takes time, and he's still going to be even better. When you'll see him over these next 2 weeks, he'll get even better and even better. So I'm glad that he's starting to get his feedback as well.
And as we're going around the horn, Jalen Washington is just going to give you those consistent numbers. I know on Thursday night we're talking about the product of Stewart's Creek High School down in Rutherford County, transfer from Louisiana Tech. And Jalen Washington yesterday, 18 points, 8 rebounds. And then on Thursday night, 12 points, the 5 rebounds in 20 minutes. But again, he can go out. He's 6'9", but he can go out and shoot the 3. He's a hard guy to guard.
Yeah. Jalen is one of our most dependable guys on the team. I just love that he's a part of our program. He's already got his degree. And he's actually getting a second degree in criminal justice this year. So all those numbers and him being so dependable, that's the kind of person he is as well. So he just got to continue to do that. You know, with Wes Harris being out, we're really expecting Jalen to pick up some of the slack that we're losing with Wes not being out there.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show presented by Freeman Webb here in the Goggin Coldhall Studios. Tigers coach Penny Collins with us. I know I'm all over the map, but Morehead State, you ever been in a situation? You 0 for 13 on threes. You ever been in a game where the other team or your team missed every three-pointer in double-digit attempts?
Not that I can remember.
Yeah.
I saw last night where Vanderbilt was 0 for 25, so. That stuff can happen, and it's just one of those things that as it's going on, you really don't know what's happening. I didn't know that we were guarding them that well from the three-point line. But it's just every now and then you can have a bad shooting night. We just happen to catch Morehead on a really bad shooting night.
By the way, that Vanderbilt thing, there were three schools until last night that had made a three-pointer in every game since the three-pointer came about, over 1,000 games. I quite frankly, I hated to see it end, you know, because I covered a bunch of those earlier ones. Back when it was in the 300s, it really didn't matter much.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about this. in these last couple games, you're basically a man-to-man. And I got a feeling some of these other coaches, that's their base, is man-to-man. But I'm seeing more zone, 2-3 zone especially, where you're, it's really being extended, obviously, to guard the three-point stripe. And last night, I was trying to figure out what was Eastern Kentucky was keying. It looks like made field goal, zone, missed field goal, man-to-man, because it's easier to, you know, go find a man on the fast break type of situation. They were keying their changing defenses, and you changed defenses a lot last night.
Yeah, I just think it's one of those things where as you get later in the year, you try to do your best job to try to keep the other team off balance. Also, you know, bodies are starting to break down for a lot of different teams, so, you know, you can save a little bit of energy in the zone. And then also foul trouble. Teams getting foul trouble, and you try to keep some of your better players on the floor by not being so aggressive and man-to-man and picking up fouls. So it's just one of those things that every coach got a philosophy on why they use it and when they use it, the timing of it. But it's coming into play. I see a lot more in the second semester than it did in the first.
Yeah, but it does have man-to-man tendencies out on the perimeter, correct?
Correct. You kind of match up out of it. It just depends on which one you call.
Yeah, and then I'm doing some coach talk with you. You know, the way I do it, I flash somebody right there to the high post, and you know, because that's a soft spot and that's a 15-footer straight away, basically a free throw. Or from there, you basically have 3-on-3, right? Once you've gotten into that past the guard level at that high post, it's basically 3-on-3 basketball from there.
Correct.
Well, that's it. That's all I get. Thanks, man.
I thought you were telling me.
you sort of got on me last night on the post game about thinking about this 2-week thing, you know, and coming up. And yeah, I know you don't know what's happening Friday, so I always love. But we'll get to that in just a little while.
What's happening on Friday?
Yeah, you're breaking down the tape from Thursday's game. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the. but I would dare say you probably already got something. Somebody looking at Murray State on Saturday. I think we're all smarter than that. But just last night, you were 8-0 at home, and it was a highly competitive game, exciting game, fun game, back and forth. Two good basketball teams, some big time players. John Aru Brown, I mentioned him. He had already gone. You go into Diddle Arena at Western Kentucky and score 41. You've done some things, and I just thought last night was a very competitive. And I was a fan and could sit back and watch it. Well, that was a fun game to watch.
That was definitely, the atmosphere was good. You know, it was a point in the game where it was, they made a three, we made a three, they made a three, we made a three. It was back and forth. It was a fast-paced game. I could definitely see how, as a fan, that would be an exciting game to watch.
Drive a coach crazy, though?
Oh, yeah, you better know it. Over there coaching, you just, you know, begging this guy, begging your team to get just one stop, you know, especially in the crucial part of the game. But, you know, to their credit, every time we try to, you know, have a chance to kind of get some separation, they made a big play as well.
All right. Two games in a row, you've got down double digits in the first half. We need to stop that, okay?
We were down double digits to Moorhead.
That's right. I'm skipping one. Two Saturdays. That's right. No, you blew. Okay. You blew. I was thinking of the SEMO game. You got down by 16. Yeah, not counting Moorhead State. You never trailed in that one. But this one though, last night and everything. Just that, I don't know, wouldn't call it a slow start, but it just seemed like out of rhythm a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know how. You know, it's one of those games where it was kind of a fast paced game and. Compared to Thursday's game, there was so many more possessions in East Kentucky because they play a lot faster and they press and stuff, obviously. And we were able to get a lot of easy buckets, but we weren't getting any stops. You know, they were shooting around 57% in the first half. So we tried our best in the second half to kind of let our guys know we got to chop their defensive. I mean, the field goal percentage down, get it to under 40 in the second half. But I think they ended up shooting 46 or 47. But we never stopped scoring. That wasn't the problem. The offense wasn't the problem. It was us getting some stops. So, like I said, credit to them. You know, they made a lot of big plays, a lot of big shots, and we just couldn't get no stops when the game really mattered.
Well, and you get down there, you're down by 2. You get the ball underneath your own basket, you know, what, 6 seconds or something like that. You work the out-of-bound play. You get it to Freeman out on the perimeter. Washington flashes and got some contact. I think, you know, he was looking for that contact, hoping to draw the foul and make the shot. And you got the look you wanted right there at the end.
Yeah. You know, Jay, we wouldn't even been in that situation if it wasn't for Jalen making so many big plays before that. He made a bunch of big shots. He made a big three when they were up 10 to cut it to 7, and then we climbed back into it right away after that. And, you know, without him, we wouldn't even been there. But, yeah, we drew a play up for Jalen to kind of slip to the goal and have a chance to get a wide-open layup. He wasn't wide open, but he had a layup opportunity, and the ball just rimmed out. That's how it goes sometimes. I hate it for him. And he was real sick about it in the locker room, but you know he'll remember that. He'll be ready to go on Thursday.
Well, and since he's come back from that high ankle sprain, 18 points and 8 rebounds last night, and just this you know week, we talked about it earlier, had a dozen the other night as well. And again, he's right going to be in that double-double range just about every game, and that's somebody you know that has that experience playing at Louisiana Tech at that next level. I know the last couple of games you've been without Wesley Harris, a double-digit scorer, you're leading rebounder. I know he's got some hand issues, and he had hit a little bit of a wall offensively, maybe not, but and then this happens. So need to get Wesley Harris back out there as soon as you can.
We don't know exactly how it happened. I mean, we know how it happened. We don't really know what happened. His finger got infected when he hit it on the goal the other day. So once it got infected, he had to get it drained, and now we're just kind of in the healing process. So we're just going to take it week to week and see where he's at with his healing. And as soon as he gets better, he'll be back on the court. And, you know, nothing's wrong with his legs or nothing, so he will be running every day in practice to make sure his wind is up so that when it's time to come back, he'll be ready to go, no setbacks.
You know, it's a problem I've never had, hitting my rim on the hand on the goal. I just thought I'd mention. I used to could get the net. Does that count? But you lose him for a couple. I mean, you know, you're talking about, you know, a guy who's been starting for you all season long, was leading you in scoring. Carlos has taken over that a little bit, but still, he really started to exert himself offensively, and as he got into more of the rhythm of what was expected of him is too. So, you know, it's not a lot of 6'9", two guards out there.
Yeah, and another thing about Wesley, too, is defensively, he's a really good defender, and he provides us with much-needed length on the perimeter, the guard, and front court. And like you said, he was our leading rebounder, so he's got the ability to go get balls off the rim. So not having him out there, and then plus the fact that he's just played in so many big-time games before. This part of the year is the year where he should be really ready to shine, because now that he's had his rhythm with TSU and everything, he should be ready to go. And it is unfortunate that we don't have him, but, you know, the good thing is that we got a really deep roster, so guys got to be ready to step up and play. The other young man that we haven't talked about who missed and is going to be out for a little while, too, is Ravel Moody. He broke his hand in the Morehead State game, and we don't know exactly how long he's going to be out. It could be something as small as 2 to 3 weeks, but it could be longer. So we would know. We know more about Ravel next week when he goes back for his second doctor's visit. But, you know, it was really unfortunate for Ravel Moody as well.
6'6", junior from Denver, Northeast Oklahoma Community College. He was JUCO All-American, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Penny Collins with us. We're going to take a break in just a few moments, but I do want to look ahead Thursday at Austin Peay. A good opportunity. You know, it's hard to believe, Penny, maybe not. We're a third of the way through OVC play. Right?
Yep.
A third of the way through, and then Austin Peay is sitting there at 6-0. Your opportunity is there. I don't listen to this, but next Saturday you're going to be at Murray State. Then you go to Jacksonville State on Thursday. Then you go to Tennessee Tech on Saturday, and now you can start listening again. Thursday at Austin Peay with a good opportunity there to knock the one sitting there at the top of the league off.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we made a joke last night about it, me and you, but to be honest with you, I know what's ahead of us. Four straight road games, and, I mean, it's going to be a tough 2 weeks. But like the first one up is all that matters to us, obviously. And Austin Peay is 6-0, and they got the league's best player, and Terry Taylor, and an extremely good coach. And so, you know, it's going to be a really tough game for us. And, you know, losing at home should burn our guys up enough to be ready to come in and have some really good practice leading up until Thursday. And then, you know, if you can find a way to get a win up there in Clarksville, then it would we would completely forget about the EKU loss. As bad as it stings right now, we'll feel a whole lot better if we can figure out a way to steal a couple of these on the road these next couple weeks.
Well, and it will be the broadcast will be on 102.1 FM, 5:15, the pregame, the ladies, and then the men. A little bit later on the show, Lady Tigers acting coach Sarah Jones will join us. But after this break, Penny, you hold on. We're going to talk to one of your assistant coaches, Russ Williamson. When we come back, it is the TSU Basketball Coaches Show right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The moment I had kids, I knew it wasn't about me anymore. So this year, I started college funds for both of them. As a single mom, it feels really good to help give them a head start in the world.
Ascend shares our profits with our members. Last year, we gave back more than $6 million. What will you do with your share? Ascend Federal Credit Union. Open your account today at ascend.org. Ascend is federally insured by NCUA.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of TSU Tigers Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Happy holidays, honey.
Ooh, what is it?
Just open it.
Is it a holiday luck instant game?
I don't know.
It sounds like, is that a $20,000 holiday cheer game? Hold up, you didn't. No, do I hear a Merry Money and a holiday gifts instant game? All instant games?
Do you love it?
Best presents ever!
Make every gift a little brighter with holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing holiday celebrating fun. Please play responsibly.
Game day is every day at Wyatt Johnson Ford. Our depth chart is unbeatable. Over 800 vehicles. Wyatt Johnson Ford, family owned for over 70 years. And every new Ford includes Wyatt Johnson's exclusive warranty for life. Wyatt Johnson Ford. We are Tiger fans. 648 Thompson Lane, Nashville. Online, WyattJohnsonFord.com. Not factory limited powertrain warranty. Good at participating dealers nationwide. See dealer for details.
The Tennessee State Tigers and Lady Tigers basketball teams have navigated difficult non-conference schedules in preparation of OVC play that is now underway. The home league slate will feature 9 doubleheaders that will bring league rivals such as Belmont, Murray State, Austin Peay, and Tennessee Tech to Gentry Center. Don't miss any of the OVC action. Get your tickets now through Ticketmaster or call the TSU box office at 615-963-5841 or log on to TSUTigers.com.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show presented by Freeman Webb right here in the Goggin Coldall Studios. Jeff Balanoff, he is producing. Greg Pogue, your host. Tigers coach Penny Collins, and we're joined now. Penny, you want to introduce Russ, or you want, because you could probably do a much more magnanimous introduction than I can.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Russ has been a longtime friend of mine. He's got a lot of experience in OVC, spent a lot of time in Tennessee Tech. He's a New York native. He's most recently coached at South Alabama, and he's now starting his second year at TSU. He has a beautiful wife, Miss Sarah, and glad to have him on the staff, and he's doing an unbelievable job. So, Coach Russ, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, we will reflag that. That way, when you're in contract negotiations, we'll you'll have that on your side, Russ. Okay. Hey, good morning, Russ. Thanks for joining us, man.
I appreciate y'all having me on.
Russ, how would you describe your duties with the TSU basketball team?
I think collectively as a staff, we've got really good staff chemistry, which is super important for success. I think anytime your staff can get along as well as we do, you're setting yourself up, because players feed into that as well. And we have a great time together. We all work hard together. But I think some of the stuff that Coach Penny has assigned to me, I do our combo guards and point guards, and then help out with the offense and do our out-of-bounds plays and sideline out-of-bounds.
And one almost worked last night on that last one. You got the look you wanted, and you know, we don't want to talk any more about Jalen, because God, what it would never got to that point without him, as Penny mentioned earlier in the show as well. Penny mentioned something. Your experience in the OVC, I think, would be invaluable. 8 seasons on the staff there at Tennessee Tech before you went down to Mobile for the last 5 seasons at South Alabama.
Yeah, I think the OVC is a very underrated league. I mean, there's no easy wins. I mean, you look at Murray State and SEMO last night. Murray should have lost that game. They were down 4 with 48 seconds to go and ended up going to overtime and win. So you've got to bring your A game every night. I enjoyed my time at Tennessee Tech. Still have some great friends there. But I'm happy where I am. I enjoy our staff. I love Penny. I think TSU is a great place, and it's a sleeping giant that I think Coach Penny has instilled in us that we've done a really good job of beginning this process to make TSU what it could be.
Penny, when you hired Russ, what were you looking for?
Well, I was looking for a coach that could come in and bring some experience, somebody with some energy, that knew the league. I knew Russ really well already. But what I didn't know is how great a communicator he was. I knew he was a great recruiter, but he has a phenomenal basketball mind. He'll tell you, he always calls me every day, Coach Penny, let's put this play in. Let's put this play in. He's sending me plays every other day. But he's just a great basketball coach. And, you know, I think he's going to be a future head coach somewhere one day. And, you know, we're just lucky to have a guy with his kind of experience on our staff.
Well, and, you know, and I always go to from Rushfield, New York to Cleveland, Tennessee, at Lee University. And then there, you know, you moved all the way through the coaching ranks there. But how did you get to Lee University?
Well, it's crazy. My dad actually went there, and my
really?
Sister went there, and my brother went there for a little bit, and then he moved back to New York. But my sister actually still lives in Cleveland, Tennessee. She's the high school principal at Cleveland High School up there. So
wow.
My dad growing up always talked about Lee, and I went down there several times for homecoming and just loved it, and ended up marrying me a Southern Belle and stayed down here. My wife and I laughed about it last year, because I'm 38 now, so I moved down here when I was 18, and about a year and a half ago, I officially have lived down south longer than I have up north, so I consider myself a southern guy now. So
you still don't have any twang or drawl, I'll just tell you that. Which, you know,
which but I do drink sweet tea.
Okay, yeah, so do I. But we'll leave it at that. Okay, Russ Willemson is our guest, Tigers assistant coach with Penny Collins on the air as well. By the way, if you want to follow these guys on Twitter, Coach Penny One, the digit one, and then at Russ Willemson, WILLEMSEN, and of course Tigers TSU _Tigers for the men's Tigers. let me get this straight. TSU Tigers MBB for the men's basketball Twitter account as well. Russ, I got to ask you this. You were in Mobile for 5 years. The original Oyster House, will you give that the thumbs up out by the big ship?
Yes. There are several restaurants on the causeway that are really good. It all depends on what you're looking for. I think the original Oyster House has the best fried seafood on the causeway. It is phenomenal, and actually I have really good chocolate peanut butter pie that is homemade. That is unbelievable.
All right, and I didn't ask Josh last week about his restaurants, and so, Penny, what's your favorite restaurant?
Rocky's Wings in North Nashville.
Rocky's Wings?
Yep.
Is that on Jefferson Street?
No, it's kind of over there by Slim and Husky's. It's behind Buchanan.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly what the name of the street is, but they got the best wings in town, a lot of different flavors. The best flavor they have that a lot of most companies don't have is a flavor called Strawberry Kick. Coach Russ can tell you they're amazing.
Rocky's Wings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna look that up. Is that what you had at the post game last night?
Yes.
Okay, I cannot tell a lie. I always wait till everybody leaves, and if there's anything left, I got a couple. those were good, man. So thank you for the win. I'll sneak through there. Act like I'm saying, yeah, hey, good luck, congratulations. I'm trying to just get some free food on the way home. So, Russ, you've seen this team. With Monty Joe Hall out, really only two returnees are going through the OVC for the first time. I mean, they're the veterans, Michael Littlejohn and Emmanuel Egbuda. And you've seen all of these working parts come in. There's depth at every position, and I mean that literally. Now you see the emergence of Ben Kone. You need to get Wesley Harris back out there healthy. But this is about as deep as an OVC team where you don't lose anything 9 to 10 deep at all.
Yeah, we've got a lot of depth. We just got to get healthy. I mean, Wes Harris, last night we had four guards that were dressed out to play. And so I thought we played really hard, but we got a little tired. But, depth at every position. Ben's starting to play well. I'm looking at his stats right now. He's shooting 67% conference play. Jalen Washington shooting 72% conference play. Offensively, we are a juggernaut, especially when we're hitting shots. And right now, we're second place overall in the OVC in three-point field goal percentage. So if we can keep that going and guard like we did against Morehead State, we've got a chance to win this league.
Austin Peay Thursday, and then it's four games on the road, and you got to go steal one or two on the road, and that's what happened at SEMO. Opportunity with Austin Peay being undefeated, you want to beat them. You got to to get to where you want to go. You got to go beat them.
No question. Austin Peay's well coached. They play really hard. They're really physical. Terry Taylor's one of the best, in my opinion. If I had to vote right now, he'd be player of the year in the league. He's just putting up unbelievable numbers. But they've got a freshman that's playing really well, too, that actually had 31 last night on UT Martin. A kid named Jordan Adams out of Texas. He's been a really good player for them. So we've got our hands full. Don't want to look too far ahead because, yeah, we do have four straight on the road, but we've got Austin Peay Thursday night, and that's who we've got to prepare for. And then after that game, we'll get ready for the next one. But all eyes are on Austin Peay right now.
Sounds like you, Penny.
Yeah, I told you we got good staff chemistry.
Russ, thanks for joining us, man. Enjoy having you on from time to time, previewing the games and everything. And it's been good getting to know you, man. I know, Penny, you're proud to have him on your staff. We appreciate you guys. Penny, we'll let both of you go. Enjoy the day. Go watch the Titans. Win a game, maybe.
Yep, go Tigers. Tighten up.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you.
All right, Russ Willemsen. Been around this league quite a bit. 5 years down at Mobile, South Alabama. Just that whole Mobile Bay area. I used to live down in Gulf Shores. Just love it. Anyway, we'll take a break. Coming up next, Lady Tigers coach Sarah Jones right here. It is the TSU Basketball Coaches Show presented by Freeman Webb in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The moment I had kids, I knew it wasn't about me anymore. So this year, I started college funds for both of them. As a single mom, it feels really good to help give them a head start in the world.
Ascend shares our profits with our members. Last year, we gave back more than $6 million. What will you do with your share? Ascend Federal Credit Union. Open your account today at ascend.org. Ascend is federally insured by NCUA.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Game day is every day at Wyatt Johnson Ford. Our depth chart is unbeatable. Over 800 vehicles. Wyatt Johnson Ford, family owned for over 70 years. And every new Ford includes Wyatt Johnson's exclusive warranty for life. Wyatt Johnson Ford. We are Tiger fans. 648 Thompson Lane, Nashville. Online, WyattJohnsonFord.com. Not factory limited powertrain warranty good at participating dealers nationwide. See dealer for details.
Hey, TOA. Hey, TOA.
What's that about?
TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of TSU Tigers Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Happy holidays, honey.
Ooh, what is it?
Just open it.
Is it a holiday luck instant game?
I don't know.
It sounds like, is that a $20,000 holiday cheer game? Hold up, you didn't. No, do I hear a merry money and a holiday gifts instant game? All instant games?
Do you love it?
Best presents ever!
Make every gift a little brighter with Holiday Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing holidays celebrating fun. Please play responsibly.
Football Ring of Honor joining us here on the show, Dick Vermeil. Dick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Very excited after a great weekend of football.
No doubt about it. Great weekend and a couple of emotional moments during the weekend, divisional round weekend, when you had two coaches, two of your contemporaries, get into the Hall of Fame, Jimmy Johnson and Bill Cowher. Both those guys are so choked up. I know you're an emotional guy. How did you feel?
Welcome back in. This is the TSU Basketball Coaches Show presented by Freeman Webb here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. We're joined now by Lady Tigers acting head coach Sarah Jones. Good morning, Sarah. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. We talked to you after the game, 61-55 loss, and you had led at each of the stops along the way, into the first quarter, into the third quarter, and just couldn't. And we were talking with Albert on the broadcast. I said, they've got the cow lassoed. Now they just get that thing in the barn, and it just didn't work down the stretch. And I know that one had to be a little bit, as we mentioned after the game, that would stung a little bit.
Yeah, it did. It did. I mean, you know, and like you said, we had the lead going into each period, but we could just never pull away. And that's a credit to EKU just continuing to fight. But we got to pull that one out, you know, and if we're in that situation again, I do have faith and confidence in the young women that we'll be able to pull it out and execute down the stretch, you know, and come up with some big plays. But, yes, that one really stung. You know, we finally did everything that we have asked, And we just fell short tonight, or I'm sorry, last night. So, you know, it was a little rough. It was a tough pill to swallow for us.
Hey, are you starting to tighten up your rotation a little bit? Because usually, yeah, but teams, as they go down the stretch in conference play, they do mostly get to that maybe 7-8 or 9-8-9 range and just get your best players the most minutes.
Absolutely, you know, but with us, we like to play fast, so therefore we want to play a lot more mm-hmm. people. We have some players right now that we think, you know, should be getting in the lineup and should be getting some playing time, but we just got to see more consistency as coaches in practice. You know, and we explain to them that's where they earn their playing time. You know, should they be on the court? You know, right now the way they've been practicing, I would say no, but talent-wise, we know what they have and what they bring to the table. But we just need to see it in practice first as far as consistency goes. You know, and hopefully everybody will get the chance to be on the court, which is tough. You know, it's hard to play 13 young women, but, you know, as fast as we want to play and wanting to trap, you know, there's an opportunity for everyone to play.
Well, let's just go around the horn a little bit. Certainly, he was good with your freshman yesterday. I know we had talked earlier about your freshman, De'Asia Richardson, the 5'9 guard out of Kernersville, North Carolina. Your designated three-point shooter. I mean, by just statistically, she's your best three-point shooter. She does have that outside range. She'd probably hit a little bit of that. We've talked about that last couple of weeks. Sort of hit a little bit of a freshman wall maybe a week or two ago, but looks like she's playing her way through it.
She is. She is. You know, and she's doing a great job, and she's becoming more consistent in practice. You know, if you remember a few games back, her playing time was not what it should have been. And I think now she's starting to see that if she does things she's supposed to do every day in practice, you know, she earns that time on the playing court, and it shows in the game. You know, and she played so well yesterday. You know, she had some big shots for us. Now, she took a few ill-advised shots, but that's because of being the freshman. You know, shot selection can be tough. Same goes with Megan Kent. You know, that kid, you know, like I mentioned last night, that kid works hard. She does. She plays hard. And she's emotional, and we got to get her to bring those emotions under control. But taking that away from her, you know, might take away who she is. So we try and reel it in without, you know, completely masking, you know, the Megan Kent that we all love so much. But she did a great job rebounding the ball for us yesterday. Great job flying around in our press. She gave us some really good minutes.
Well, and you talk about that. I know she was the first player off the bench, so she's working her way up the rotation. And 12 minutes, you know, giving you 6 points and rather 4 points, but I'm looking on the wrong line. 6 points, four rebounds, but again, can defend. She can defend bigger than she is. I know you list her at 6 foot, but she can play bigger than that. But also she can go out and play out on the floor as well. But it's those... You know, like you said, her second foul. Anybody that gets a second foul in the first half to come into the bench to be protected, right? For you know, for that third one, and so she picked up one, but she's got to learn then that second foul is a premium, and it better be a good one.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and I explained that to her yesterday on the sideline, and you know, she gets it in that moment, but hasn't been trained just yet. You know. When is a good time you guys just kind of let one go? You know, let that 2 points go. It's smarter to do that, which is a tough pill to swallow for a kid that plays hard. But we got to be able to keep you on the floor because we have the momentum with you out there. You know, now we got to take you out. You got to sit on the bench. You cool off, and then you got to get back into the swing of things. You know, but like you said, she's so versatile. She has the ability to play defensively wherever we want to put her on court. You know, she can guard a point guard. You know, she can fly around and guard a post player. Same thing with Jasmine Bronner. You know, those are our two most versatile defenders, I would say.
Lady Tigers acting coach Sarah Jones with us, 61-55, saw a setback yesterday to Eastern Kentucky, but really the more of the solid efforts, you know, all the way around the horn. Jaden Reitzel, we've been talking about this, is looking to be more of a face-the-basket kind of player, and when she does that, you know, when she's inside, she's 5'10", but she's so crafty, got a quick first step, she can just weasel her way in and around players, we know that, but a lot of times... Right. Yeah, when someone's 6'2 and their arms are straight up, not a lot you can do when you're 5'10, except maybe back it out and pull that defender out with you. And if she doesn't come, knock down that 12 to 15 footer.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Jaden's athleticism is through the roof as well, you know. So, yeah, you know, she does face those 6'2 kids. But I told her, I said, you know, put a shoulder in someone's chest like you do when it's me standing under there with a pad. You know, it's different when their coaches are under there. You know, they're always willing to hit us, you know, and kind of put us through a wall. But then when there's someone else in a different jersey, we shy away from it a little bit. And I told Jaden, you know, I know you like to face up. I know you like to play in space, but at times we need you to be physical down there. You know, you're a big scoring threat for us back to the basket. But, you know, she does a great job of facing up and putting the ball in the basket and making that 15 to 18 footer. You know, we got to get her to make that more consistently. And I think with some work and fine tuning things, she will.
Also, Kenise Purvis getting more and more time out front. She has the experience, played at Clemson, and just getting more and more settled into that. And also learning, you know, what her role is.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Kenise has to be a leader by example, but most importantly, a vocal leader. You know, she's been places that some of our kids have not been, as far as, you know, being in the NCAA tournament and, you know, being in a big five power conference, you know, for her, that's important. And for us, it's even more important that, you know, our young women are willing to follow and she's willing to lead in a positive way. You know, and she is, she's gaining more minutes. You know, we need more from her offensively. We will say that. Defensively, she's a catalyst for us. She's the same thing. You know, she flies around. She'll take the best, you know, guard scorer on the other team, you know. And at times we'll even put her on the post because she's a strong kid. But, you know, offensively she does have to become more of a threat, you know, and got to lock in a little bit more just as far as IQ goes, you know, coming up with some big plays that you would expect a fifth-year senior to come up with. But that's okay. She's never been in certain situations before. Now that she's in them, you know, we're going to get her to step up. We're going to get her to be productive consistently and contribute offensively. You know, and she's working at that.
With us, Sarah Jones. Sarah, yesterday at halftime of the men's game, you always come over. You're so gracious for the post game when we broadcast the women. And again, this coming Wednesday at Austin Peay, 5:15, the pregame, we'll have the women's and the men's games on 102.1 FM, Albert Dawson and myself. But we had Chelsea Hudson come by and visit with us at halftime of the men's game. Her first year on that staff. Yes. Quite a legacy as a Lady Tigers player, and you know, she's working her way through the coaching ranks just like you started after your playing days at Villanova. Went to a Pearl Cone High School, went to a college down in Texas, and now back at home and working on this staff. And I would imagine she's been a really nice addition.
She has. You know, she understands the TSU way. And she relates to the girls that no one else on this staff can. You know, she is a Lady Tiger. And that makes things all the more important for her, for us to get everything right. And I love that about her, and it's extremely appreciated. You know, and I think I can speak for our staff and say she's a very intricate piece in this staff. You know, and she works so hard with the girls. You know, the one thing I told her is because of her legacy, you know, I think the kids doubt that she still has it. You know, so I'm pushing her one day to get out there and kind of get with them a little bit and show them that, you know, she can still play and hold her own. And then also, you know, that might push them to see, you know, hey, we can do this. You know, she, you know, in her playing career, you know, won a championship here at Tennessee State and kind of just went on a stretch of games that they won prior to the tournament and then just kept winning to win a championship throughout the tournament. To then progress to the NCAA tournament. You know, they still had a rough season, but they never waited too late to turn things around.
Well, yeah, she told me, they that year they went to the NCAA tournament, the OVC championship 2015, and went the NCAA tournament. They started league play 2-4.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. It was a struggle, you know, and then they kind of just put things together and figured it out at the right time. You know, and they were able to keep their foot on the gas. So knowing that that's how she won, I think can help give our kids motivation as well. You know, we are in games, but we're just not kind of finishing the way we should. There's a quarter that kind of sets us back. And I think Chelsea Hudson is doing a great job of trying to relay, hey, guys, we got to learn to play from behind. Or, hey, guys, we got to learn to play from the head.
Well, 11th all-time leading scorer and mentioned led TSU to the OVC championship and NCAA berth in 2015 under coach former coach Larry Joe Inman. And just to the point, those players, she can say to those players, look, it can happen here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she's done that. And at some point, you know what, it will click. It will. You know, we just pray that it's not too late. But, you know, we're doing our best to put the young women in situations for them to be successful. And I think with some fine-tuning, they will get there. But as coaches, we just got to continue to plug along. It's our job to figure it out, and I think we will.
Sarah Jones, Lady Tigers acting head coach. Appreciate it, Sarah. We will see you Thursday in Clarksville.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good day. All right, Sarah Jones. We'll take a break, be back, and wrap it up. This is the TSU Basketball Coaches Show presented by Freeman Webb from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
Happy holidays, honey.
Ooh, what is it?
Just open it.
Is it a holiday luck instant game?
I don't know.
It sounds like, is that a $20,000 holiday cheer game? Hold up, you didn't. No, do I hear a Merry Money and a holiday gifts instant game? All instant games.
Do you love it?
Best presents ever.
Make every gift a little brighter with holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing holidays celebrating fun. Please play responsibly.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
The moment I had kids, I knew it wasn't about me anymore. So this year, I started College Funds for both of them. As a single mom, it feels really good to help give them a head start in the world.
Ascend shares our profits with our members. Last year, we gave back more than $6 million. What will you do with your share? Ascend Federal Credit Union. Open your account today at ascend.org. Ascend is federally insured by NCUA.
Game day is every day at Wyatt Johnson Ford. Our depth chart is unbeatable. Over 800 vehicles. Wyatt Johnson Ford, family owned for over 70 years. And every new Ford includes Wyatt Johnson's exclusive warranty for life. Wyatt Johnson Ford. We are Tiger fans. 648 Thompson Lane, Nashville. Online, WyattJohnsonFord.com. Non factory limited powertrain warranty good at participating dealers nationwide. See dealer for details.
Hey, hey, TOA. Hey, hey. TOA.
What's that about?
Hey, oh, the hey, TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of TSU Tigers Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
The Tennessee State Tigers and Lady Tigers basketball teams have navigated difficult non-conference schedules in preparation of OVC play that is now underway. The home league slate will feature 9 doubleheaders that will bring league rivals such as Belmont, Murray State, Austin Peay, and Tennessee Tech to Gentry Center. Don't miss any of the OVC action. Get your tickets now through Ticketmaster or call the TSU box office at 615-963-5841 or log on to TSUTigers.com.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show presented by Freeman Webb here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Got a few more moments, and there we're going to get on out of here. Also, take a look at the OVC standings. We are one-third of the way through conference play, believe it or not, 3 weeks in. On the men's side, two teams undefeated, Murray State, Austin Peay at 6-0. But SEMO, now 0-6, the only winless team, took Murray State to overtime last night, and so I'll tell you about this league. Murray State, Austin Peay, both 6-0. Belmont is 5-1, and its only loss, inexplicably, was to SIUE, which is 1-5, with their only win being over Belmont. 6-0 Murray and Austin Peay, Belmont 5-1, TSU, Eastern Kentucky 4-2. Those are the only five teams above 500 in conference play. Then you got Morehead State and Jacksonville State at 3-3. And then on the women's side, Tennessee Tech, UT Martin 5-0, Belmont 5-1, SEMO, Eastern Illinois both 4-2. TSU on the road, men's and women's, Thursday at Austin Peay. Pregame at 5:15. Tip off, we'll have both of those games on 102.1 FM, Albert Dawson and myself, and then at Murray State Saturday night, and then next week at Jacksonville State, and then Tennessee Tech. 2 weeks, four road games coming up. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We'll be joined right now by CBS Sports.